Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 10th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has been facing a growing push among retail employees to unionize, with a store in Towson, Maryland, becoming the first Apple store to successfully unionize last year. Bloomberg now reports that Apple is continuing its efforts to stop stores from unionizing, including nationwide meetings with retail employees last week to, quote, discuss the risks of unionization. The report explains that Apple Store managers held meetings with employees in the U.S. at almost all of Apple's 270 stores, using talking points based around a prepared message from Apple corporate teams. In the meetings, Apple emphasized the risks of unionization and provided an update on bargaining efforts at that Apple Store in Towson. Apple referenced the current negotiations in Towson as, quote, a bit of a cautionary tale. Apple emphasized that the union representing Towson employees is requesting annual dues that amount to 1.5% of pay. The managers told employees that the amount of money could quickly add up over time and that employees who don't comply with that payment could be terminated within a month based on union proposals. The managers also told employees that the Towson store is giving more priority to full-time workers who want to take weekend days off, putting part-time workers at a disadvantage, and that Towson would prioritize new employees over tenured employees for promotions and other jobs. As it stands today, two Apple stores in the United States have successfully unionized, including the store in Towson and another store in Oklahoma City. Workers at Apple stores in Atlanta and St. Louis were planning to unionize, but backtracked on those plans, with some employees criticizing union representatives and others blaming Apple for the decision, citing increased hostility against unionization. In the meetings this week, Apple managers specifically used the situation in St. Louis as a talking point against unionization. Finally, Bloomberg does point out that Apple attempted to thread the needle in its messaging, reminding employees that it is their right to vote on unionization. But still, the underlying message was clear. Quote, if your store unionizes, you may be at a disadvantage, end quote. Apple has held multiple meetings with employees across the United States over the last year focused on unionization, and so far those meetings seem like they might be working. Whether or not that continues over the coming months remains to be seen, and there are still multiple stores in the process of voting on union. In other news today, CarPlay is available on the vast majority of cars today, including on electric vehicles from the likes of Ford, Polestar, and others. One of the most notable CarPlay holdouts, alongside Tesla, is Rivian, and new comments from CEO RJ Scaringe make it clear the up-and-coming EV company has no plans to adopt Apple's platform. Speaking to MKBHD on the Waveform podcast last week, Scaringe was asked about Rivian's lack of CarPlay support, and MKBHD specifically pointed to a stat that Apple shared at WWDC last year, claiming that 79% of car buyers in the United States will only consider CarPlay-capable vehicles. RJ explained that Rivian's decision to not use CarPlay is driven by its desire to be, quote, the arbiter of the in-car software experience, rather than handing over control to a company like Apple. RJ said, quote, a lot of things we do, whether it's music or mapping, we have to make sure we integrate with the best-in-class platforms. But by controlling the system, it allows us to be the arbiter or the head chef in terms of the experience you get, rather than handing over control of what we think is one of the most important parts of the experience. End quote. RJ went on to say that the company focuses on rolling out updates to its own in-car software on a regular basis, something that he believes is only possible by controlling the entire software stack. At one point, Rivian indicated that it would maybe add CarPlay support in the future if there was enough customer demand, but these comments seem to make it clear that CarPlay for Rivian is something that's not currently on the roadmap. There are multiple different holes that you can poke in Rivian's excuse for not using CarPlay, which I've done if you check out the link in the show notes below. And these comments from Rivian follow GM's announcement last month that it also plans to drop support for CarPlay from its EVs starting later this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.